This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get right to it with my main man, Brian Broaddus, on the BuyerSafety.com hotline from DallasCowboys.com, joining us on the Home of America's team. Are you enjoying the offseason?
I am. Excuse me. Yeah, that was not good.
Smoking a lot of
crunchy. Yeah, they make it with filters now, I understand. So need to get on those. Yeah, by the way, is Roy available real quick?
Yeah. He is.
Roy, I appreciate your Champions League updates every day.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
I really do.
I know you appreciated that 3-0 win.
I did as a kind of a half, you know what, Tottenham fan. I got roped into being a Tottenham fan 6 years ago. Actually, we had to pick teams. So I just picked Tottenham, and I got lucky with that.
I love it. I should get these guys. You know, it's basically like a three-team race for the EPL title.
There you go.
Maybe I could get these guys involved in a little show bet.
There you go. Show bet would be fun. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Everybody's cringing right now.
Let's do our next giveaway. Let's cancel the 101 draft thing they do, and you win an opportunity to watch soccer or NASCAR with Broaddus.
I'll tell you what. That would be fun.
Ooh.
That would be fun. I enjoy either one. But, no, I seriously, though, the top 7-7 is great for me because it kind of catches me up with everything.
Thank you.
But then you're
responsible for half of it when you correct it.
Well, no, I listen really carefully, and I'm thinking, no, there's been more defensive MVP winners than that guy, you know. So no,
or nights when the Stars play, you correct
exact,
that.
Yeah, I do. I watched the other night Stars, but I do appreciate the top 7, and then I do appreciate Soccer Talk. So
salute to you.
Thank you guys, Brian, for being a full service sports station.
Thank
appreciate
you, Brian.
You guys.
Okay, as things stand, we are saying bye to Sean Lee.
Ooh.
He apparently, according to The Athletic, wants to come back and play.
Sure.
Scheduled to make $7 million, count 10.1 against the cap. If he goes, they'd save $7 million.
Yeah.
How could Sean Lee come back and work for the Cowboys?
Well, I think we're Sean Lee, and I'm a terrible cap guy. I'm just a guy that tries to find players. So I'll leave that to the Mike Fishers of the world and guys like that, that you figure out all that money. But I think there's a time where this – not a time, I think. I know this organization has been very fair to Sean Lee. And even through times they've stuck with him when the injuries and stuff have robbed him, you know, they continue to pay him and things like that. I think that we're to the point now where that if Sean Lee were to come back, then I would politely ask for a reduction of his salary is what I would do. And I know, Sean, earlier you guys were talking about that. You know, at Sean Lee at $3.5 million, I think, would be a bargain. RJ made an excellent point, though, as far as Sean Lee at the end wasn't the same Sean Lee. So that's where do you think that maybe that Sean Lee has lost a little bit because of he was worrying about, again, injuring himself, you know, all the things that he went through last year. It seemed like that he would have 2 really good steps forward and then 3 really bad steps backwards. So I think that's where, you know, you're at right now. I think you ask him, like, hey, we've been a good partner with you. Can you be a good partner with us? If he wants to play for that money, which I think he probably will, then you move on forward with him in your plans. If not, then you say, okay, we're going to have to make a decision here, much like you made a decision, you know, with Dez Bryant, much like you made a decision with Tony Romo, things like that.
You know, and that's part of what I was going to ask is, you know, where is he in terms of you watching him on tape?
Yeah.
How much of that at the end of the year was just injury related versus just getting old?
Yeah, I think that I don't think it was so much the old. I think that deep down in Sean Lee's mind, he was, and again, I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil here and analyze everything that Sean Lee's thinking, but I sound like I am, so I apologize. I'm just trying to give you an idea of where I think that Sean Lee's a player. He's always been one of those guys that's very conscious of his body. He understands it, you know. I mean, he's very particular about the food he eats, the way he works out and all that. You know, nobody has worked harder to try and maintain a level of fitness on this team than Sean Lee. The problem he runs into is, though, the way his body is wound, he's a very tight guy. And so, you know, he's going to have issues with muscle pulls and things like that. And so he's trying his best. But the ability, you know, I was thinking when he came back from injury, I was one of those guys, and I think I was on your show on a Thursday talking about, you know, Seattle playoff game. Oh, this is a game for Sean Lee. This, you know, Sean Lee couldn't block him the first time around. Yeah. And, you know, I was going on and on and on like I was his campaign manager. And but, you know, he didn't get to play. He didn't get to play. You know, he played a little bit in the Rams playoff game and stuff. But he clearly wasn't the same guy. And I wonder if just, again, deep down inside, he was wondering, okay, what's going to happen to me now? Sometimes as a player, a person, we get beat down by life. And we get beat down by things that, you know, okay, when is this going to happen again? And I think as strong as and mentally tough as Sean Lee is, though, maybe that kind of played into what was happening at the end of the year.
Brian brought us here on The Fan. How would you approach the Dak Prescott extension? Your idea won out with Garrett, where you're like, don't extend them. Yeah. Let them coach for their life.
Right.
It's probably going to be in a Dak extension in this offseason, but how would you approach it?
Well, see, that's where now I think if I'm Jason Garrett, I walk into Dak Prescott and say, listen, they don't want us, either one of us, do they? You know, it's you and I. We have to, you know, we're going to be joined at the hip here. You know, if they don't want to extend you now, they don't want to extend me, but we've got to make this work, you know, and that's a little bit of a motivational thing for him. You know, I think the Cowboys have to be very careful because I don't think they're in any big hurry with the Dak Prescott extension, because if you do change coaching staffs, if you do, you know, make that change at the end of the year, what if a coach comes in and says, listen, I really don't think I can win with this guy. I think I have to have this kind of guy, you know, and if you're probably not winning, you probably have a high draft pick and you're probably saying we can maybe evaluate a quarterback, draft a quarterback, and then kind of go a different direction here. So I think that the Joneses are kind of in a situation right now where they're trying to, you know, see what the situation is going to be with their head coach, and they're trying to figure out again what they really want to do with this quarterback long term. So I don't see them being in any particular hurry to get this done. I think they are in a hurry in a way, you know, and I heard Fisher talk about with DeMarcus Lawrence. You know, he was talking about premature talk and stuff like that. He is absolutely right about that, though. They're trying to, you know, when these cap guys go nuts when we say they've got $54 million worth of space, you know, well, they really don't, because they've already allocated money to certain positions. We don't know about all the exclusive rights guys. We don't know about the tag guys. We don't know about, you know, all the stuff that, you know, we kind of throw out there as they've got this large number, but in their mind, they really don't have a large number. They've got numbers that they can work with and stuff like that. So I think we have to be careful when we say, oh, they've got all this cap room. Well, to them, they really don't, because they've had to allocate stuff. But to talk about Dak Prescott in the future, I think that he and the head coach are really kind of tied together here right now.
You know, one thing we talked about a moment ago with Dak is, you know, going downfield more, being more aggressive. But we also talked about with Jason, you revert back to kind of what you're comfortable with at crunch time. Have you found in your years that, you know, it's just as simple as telling a quarterback, hey, go downfield more, be more aggressive, or is it, are you are what you are?
I think you are what you are in this case, because, you know, again, the one thing that you could say about Dak Prescott is he is a winner. And, you know, and I've heard Sean talk about this a bunch, and it's a good point that, you know, there's a lot of reasons why this team is in games where it's 17-14 in the fourth quarter. You know, if you can't generate more than that, is that what you are? And, you know, with Prescott, I have the utmost respect for him, because to this day, I wear a Super Bowl ring because of a quarterback that was really unconventional. He was a very talented guy. He had great arm talent and all that. He was crazy. He would make mistakes. He wasn't always accurate. You know, I mean, I kind of see the same thing with Dak, and I'm trying to, you know, in ways compare him to Brett Favre and what Brett Favre was. I mean, he was a very unconventional quarterback, but the bottom line is he won games. And I think that's where, you know, when you're evaluating players, you're saying, okay, what can this guy do for you to help you win games? And I think that's where we're at with Dak Prescott. I don't think he's ever going to be a perfect or pretty passer. I just don't, that's not going to happen with this guy. But if you want a guy that can win, that's the type of guy you're looking at right now. And this is where, again, the Joneses have to make the decision on, okay, is this our guy going forward? Is a new coach going to want to go in a different direction? If in fact, now Jerry, I've always been with Jerry, and he's never been shy about not wanting to pay for production. He understands what's going on with DeMarcus Lawrence right now. He understands that perfectly. So he's always going to pay a guy for production. And so if Garrett delivers and Dak Prescott delivers, then he's going to have to dig into that pocketbook of his and come up with some funds to make sure those guys are taken care of.
Brian brought us on the buyersafety.com hotline on the home of the NFL. You like to insult your own quarterback evaluation, but
terrible at it.
You were all over Pat Mahomes. You nailed that. Yeah. Where do you stand on Kyler Murray?
You know, it's interesting with Kyler Murray because I haven't studied the quarterbacks. I know KT and I are going to spend our Valentine's Day like looking at players tonight. But you see when you're evaluating, you know, Oklahoma has two guards you have to evaluate. They have a tackle you have to evaluate. It's clear when you watch the tape, you know, there's a guy making plays behind center. And the old school scout like me that, you know, comes from the program of you have to have tall quarterbacks, you have to do this, you have to have that to play in this league. You know, we're going to line up on one side, and then the guys who are really the modern scouts, if you want to say, that kind of focus in on numbers and things like that in a positive way, I think they will line up with Murray. You cannot doubt his ability to make plays. He is a short guy, but the one thing he has mobility. You can tell he's got some toughness to him, though, and you can also see that he has the arm talent. So when you're grading him as a whole package, you have to evaluate all his pieces. The only thing that he lacks is height. That's the only thing he lacks. Everything else, I think, that can overcome. Now, can you take three or four things and overcome one major thing? There's quarterbacks in this league that have proven that they could play shorter. He plays behind a big offensive line at the University of Oklahoma. So if you're worried about sight lines and things like that, these smaller, shorter guys slide in the pocket. They move to the right, move to the left. They find lanes to throw the football in. This kid will do the very same.
All right, so you're not a heightist anymore.
You've converted. No, and I've been in media now almost as long as I was a scout, and so you could bust on the prototypical quarterback just as easily as you could bust on this guy. You know, you could bust on the Blake Bortles of the world. You know, and you think, oh my gosh, what a 6'5", stands in the pocket, delivers the ball. You know, all those things you want to say. But then the bottom line is, you know, where you at on delivering wins. And, you know, Kyler Murray, even though he's kind of bounced around in his day, you know, I think the one thing that I would question about Kyler Murray is he's always left situations. That's the one thing. How committed is he to your situation? You know, he played baseball, he played football, he made baseball, you know, back and forth. Okay, over the A's draft him. Oh, wait, I'm leaving, I'm going here. You know, I just worry about a guy that, you know, does he have outside influence? You know, he's got a great agent, a local agent here to help him. But, I mean, I think that the thing that I would worry about the most is, can I trust him to just be fully bought into what we're trying to do here?
Are you excited for Earl Thomas? Are you getting antsy?
You know what? Again, I talk about Ben Rogers and I like riding in the covered wagon across the Rockies, you know, and the snow was blinding at one time, you know, and the oxen seem like they're pretty healthy here and we're moving along. But, you know, we're going to find some river that we can't cross. You know, it's probably going to be the Earl Thomas I want too much money river.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cry me a river when that happens. And so, yeah, I would be very excited. I would be very on board if they could do two things. And you guys could hopefully have a discussion about this. A Golden Tate for an offensive player, a Earl Thomas for a defensive player, one or the other, I think could really help. Give me a player that could play inside and outside as a wide receiver. Give me a safety that could help me create turnovers but could also help me with my young guy, my Xavier Woods, who I think really, really took a huge step last year in developing himself into what could be a really quality safety man in this league.
Awesome as always. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, boys. Take care.
He's a beast. Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.